I'm mailing a bat with Michelle Mylett, and she's starring in American Dreamer. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thanks for having me.
I'm like covering up Shirley MacLaine.
You can't do
Oh,
that. She's a legend, my God.
I know, I know. So we'll get to that. But first, we have something in common. We both have actually the same first name.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good for you. Yes. My first name is Robin. My middle name's Michelle. My mom's first name is Robin, and I think she named me after herself in like a moment of being like, that's kind of a cool thing. And then got home and was like, oh, this is way too confusing. So I've been called Michelle my whole life, but I'm technically a Robin as well.
With a Y though, yeah,
Why?
which
Yeah.
is so much cooler, I feel.
Know. They're both beautiful in their own ways.
Yeah, so it's interesting, Michelle, because you're from Canada and here you are in a movie about the American dream. So let's like kind of go back to when you first came to the States and what you experienced, like that first day.
Well, I do spend a lot of time in the States, but I live in Canada still. So, I've worked in the States. I've got my like visa to be in the States, and so I do feel a kind of kindred connection with my American friends. And yeah, I love going down to the States. It's a wonderful place. There's a lot of similarities between Canada and America, of course. And I think that American dream exists here, maybe in a little bit of a different way, but the idea of being like self-made and going after your dreams and hard work and persistence and all of those things are definitely a part of Canadian lore as well. So yeah, I don't find it to be too different. I think the States, there's different types of growth that can happen just with it being a lot of bigger of a place, but yeah, the dream exists in Canada as well.
Oh, cool. So when did you first come to, do you live in Canada still or you were, yeah. So when did you first come to like Los Angeles, let's say for instance?
My first, so I did a pilot season, I think when I was like 22, 23.
So last year.
The last year, of course. I mean, 6 months ago, but yeah, that's splitting hairs. yeah, so that was my first pilot season. I was obviously like nervous and excited and all of the things, but I feel like actually my first real experience being in LA was when I shot El Camino Christmas, which is also a Ted Melfi project. And that was kind of the full circle moment where you're an actor and you're driving to set in LA for a movie. And it felt really, I guess, symbolic to me in a lot of ways. It was a wonderful experience. And yeah, that was kind of like a big moment for me, I would say.
How far away from set were you for American Dreamer? Could you sort of roll out of bed and go to work, or what was that like?
Yeah, so it was the first time I've ever shot anything where I live. I lived in Toronto for a long time, but it was always like shooting outside of Toronto or in LA or wherever. So it was my first experience on American Dreamer. That is kind of going to set in my own car, coming home to my dog in my house. And that was really nice. It was cute. Yeah.
Speaking of houses, tell me about this house behind me. Where was that?
I never shot at the house. I shot primarily, we shot at the Empress Hotel and a university. Yeah, I don't think I shot anything at the actual house. Yeah, because the bedroom we were like, it was a set, but the house is beautiful. There are a lot of very beautiful homes in Victoria, and that's definitely one of them.
So your big scenes were with Peter Dinklage. How did you sort of break the ice, if you will? Like what, how did you bond with him?
He's so easy to talk to. I didn't feel like I had to break the ice. He's one of those people that's just very approachable and very warm, and he's not putting it on or anything, but he's just friendly. And so we met in the makeup trailer, and he kind of started with a joke. He's very funny, and yeah, we just started chatting, and he made me feel comfortable right away.
know, like I don't look at him and feel like, oh, he's a funny guy. So tell me, like, what was that joke? Was it like a one-liner or what was the joke?
He's great with the sarcasm. I mean, keep in mind, we shot this in 2021, so it's been
Oh, wow.
it's been a minute. But he just has like a great kind of dark, dry sense of humor. He's very smart. He's very aware. He understands irony, doesn't take himself too seriously, and that's the kind of person I like. It's definitely the kind of actor I like as well.
Yeah, you had some fun scenes with him, dare I say.
Yeah, we on the page, when I remember reading the scene that I'm assuming you're referring to and being like, how is this gonna work? But yeah, we knew that it was wacky and that they were going for something quite over the top. My character is obviously like a, I would say like a bit unhinged, lacks some boundaries. She's a bit of a fan, which can kind of turn into a difficult energy. And so I just had to lean into it and kind of make it as silly and fun as possible.
Did you like think about any of your prior school crushes that you might have had on teachers in the past?
I never had a crush on a teacher.
You're
That wasn't
lucky.
my, that wasn't my thing. But Peter's a very charismatic, attractive person, and so you can kind of put yourself in a position to be like, at the very least, have admiration for this person. He's so smart. Like, I could completely empathize with where she was coming from.
Cool. And now let's talk about Shirley. I've had the wonderful privilege of actually getting a reading from Shirley. So, is this something that you connected with her at all? She could be so spiritual and wonderful like that.
She was, that's very cool.
Yeah.
She was amazing. I was nervous to meet her, as you're nervous to meet anyone that you admire so much and feels so kind of symbolic to you. My grandmother is a huge Shirley MacLaine fan, and so it just felt really special, and I was nervous, honestly, but she put me at ease right away. She's got a really striking presence, and you just feel her when she enters a room, which is not something that can be taught. And she just has it, you know? And we ran lines together. She was very welcoming with me. She shared some stories of her kind of on the come up. And I think we bonded over dance. I was a dancer growing up, as she was as well. She loved theater, and she knew that I came from like an improv background, and worked in comedy. And she, yeah, we just had a lot to chat about in that way. And yeah, I really cherish, it's the one thing I will say, I remember all of my interactions with Shirley because they were so important to me.
Well, that's another thing we have in common because I also danced.
Nice.
Were you like talk a little bit more about that? Were you jazz, ballet? What did you study?
So I did ballet and jazz, like lyrical, modern, that whole camp, but I really honed in on Highland dancing for a while. I'm not Scottish, but for some reason, I really got into that world. So I was doing that at the same time as doing ballet. And then at around 15, I kind of I found Highland dancing was actually really hard on my body. It's
Oh,
very
I
tough joint.
bet.
Yeah, and so I was, and I'm not really built for it, so ballet kind of works better with my disposition, I guess. And so kind of focus in on that. But yeah, I love dancing. I miss it.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Did you compete in the Highland dancing? Like, what was that about?
Yeah, I did a lot of competitions. It was like every weekend for a while. And yeah, it was a great experience, great group of people. It's so hard. Like, I tried a Highland dance as an adult and you're just instantly winded. I'm like, I was so fit at that point. It's no joke, Highland dancing.
I know, I love the Scots too. They're
Yeah.
like great, great people.
Very funny.
You were also a cheerleader, yeah? So you've got a lot of physicality.
Oh man. Yeah, I was like briefly a cheerleader for, but it was mostly, it wasn't like the States cheerleaders where they're flipping around and they're like full gymnasts. This was more of like a dance team, and it was mostly about the outfits. obviously.
So your love and passion really has always been with acting, would you say?
Yeah, I loved dance was very important for me. It was like the my entry point, I suppose. But then when I got into high school, I got really into improv and drama. And so I think improv was very, very important in the way that I resonate as an actor and a performer. I just think it's like such a great skill set and such a nice community to be a part of, especially when you're a kid. And I love working in comedy, so that's kind of my background that I think has influenced me the most.
Well, you certainly had a lot of comedy in Letterkenny, so yeah.
Yeah, good old Letterkenny.
So what's next for you?
I've been writing a lot, which is nice and kind of a whole new part of my brain to activate. And so, yeah, just writing some stuff. And now that the strike is over, starting to audition again, which has been feeling nice. And yeah, pretty excited for what's to come. Can't say exactly what's on the horizon because it's not set in stone, but some things are coming up, which is nice.
Well, Michelle, we hope to see you again soon, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Robin. It was really nice meeting you.
You too. Take good care.
Yes, you too.
What kind of moron buys a house under such circumstances?
Always news.
Always refreshing.
Always candid.
Always milling about.
Robin Milling delivers what celebrities are saying to you.